Brett Hayhoe has a travel series running, and the second entry is about Tokyo, a city so thoroughly considered that even its silence is apparently doing something to you.
That's the territory we're in today. What Tokyo actually teaches a traveler who arrives expecting noise and efficiency and leaves with something harder to name.
Let's start with what that rearrangement looks like up close.
The post opens with a provocation that Tokyo's famous noise is only half the story, and the silence the city hands you is somehow the more disorienting half.
The line that sets this up is worth reading directly. The post says the silence is somehow louder than the noise.
And the consequence lands almost immediately after that. Brett arrives in March, 4 days before cherry blossom season opens, and the anticipation itself becomes the first lesson. Not the blossoms, the waiting for them. The post calls it the value of imminence.
Which is a genuinely useful reframe. Most travel writing sells arrival. This one is selling the moment before arrival as the thing worth paying attention to.
The post is careful to say the practical knowledge, train etiquette, vending machines, the famous toilets, was all accurate. What it didn't prepare him for was, in his words, the feeling of the place.
The toilet section does earn its own FAQ entry, which is a sentence I did not expect to say today.
The FAQ is actually substantial. There are 6 questions covering timing, navigation, cost, the Shotengai shopping streets, and that toilet question. And the answers are specific. On cost, for instance, the post notes that a bowl of ramen costs roughly the same as a mediocre sandwich at an Australian airport.
The Yanaka neighborhood section is where the post gets most precise. The florist arranging a single stem of white freesia with the gravity of a surgeon. The salaryman eating an onigiri alone outside Shimbashi Station at 7 in the morning with, quote, such private contentment, it felt intrusive to walk past.
Those details are doing real argumentative work. The post's actual claim is that Tokyo runs at a frequency beneath the surface, that the city is reading you while you read it, and that this exchange is what travel is actually for.
The closing image from the Skytree observation deck pulls the whole thing together. 37 million lights, a city that resembles nothing so much as a circuit board that achieved sentience and decided to keep going.
And the FAQ's answer to what most visitors miss is worth flagging. Stay in one neighborhood long enough to become a regular. The post's phrase is, pick fewer things, go deeper. The city will meet you there.
Patience as pleasure rather than virtue. Attention as the thing that actually connects people. Tokyo apparently reorganizes how you think about both.
Next time, more from Brett's World Traveler series, and whatever it quietly does to the way you see things.